Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Voicemobile. Hope you're having a great day. It's beautiful out there, just absolutely sparkling, and we're so happy to have that good weather. So that was just Eddie's Rush with Ultimate Spinach. I was going to say Spanish, but spinach. So I've got lots of great new music for you. Went to hear Laser Lloyd over at the... forgetting the name of the club, how can that be? At Thunder Road, I want to say Burning Thunder, at Thunder Road over in Somerville. And the whole band just rocked out. It was fabulous, Saturday night. That is a great venue. We lost Johnny D's, so this new club opened, I think, in September. I talked to the owner, Charlie, and it's a great space. There's a place to sit. There's a nice bartender, there's a room downstairs, separate bar, pool table, and other bathrooms down there, and, you know, just the folks there were really, really nice. So I'm going to be hanging out there for sure at Thunder Road in Somerville. It's down at the end of Somerville Ave by Union Square there, and near, what is that access street called? Not Elm. Anyway, it'll come to me. So I'm going to start us off with a CD that I didn't have before of Laser Lloyd, and hope you enjoy it.
From the valley below.
I wish we never stole lands from the Indians. I wish we never made the black man slaves. Yes, as much as I love America, our freedom's got a few stains. I could do without Hollywood. Yes, Wall Street and L.A. I know it's written in God we trust on the dollar. Sometimes it feels like it's to the dollar we pray. In America, red, white, and blue. Yes, America, still I love you. Like to forget the Civil War, segregation, and Vietnam. Yes, before we start preaching to the rest of the world, best we remember from where we've come. Yeah, the gap between the rich and poor, don't know if that's a bridge that can be crossed today. And the middle class is drowning down the river under bills they can barely pay. In America, red, white, and blue. Oh, America, still I love you. But I was born with freedom. Take it for granted in a world where evil and persecution have thrived. So America, yes, God bless you. Oh, America, red, white, and blue. Oh, yes, America. princess kept the view. Many women they came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the cold distance, a wildcat did growl. Began to
excited me.
I was flying high until I fell.
All right, so that was Fooling Myself from Long Time Coming is the name of the CD. And it's Taxi Cab Cowboy, who I met at the gig over at Thunder Road. And, nice, I really like it. And that features Felicia Taylor on backup vocals. This is a local artist. Let me tell you a little bit about Paul Sullivan. He's called the Taxi Cab Cowboy, singer-songwriter, born in Brighton, Massachusetts, and he's driving Boston cab late nights, working on lyrics of love, life, devotion, and loss. And this is The Other Side, coming out The Other Side with this record, Long Time Coming. So it features, produced by guitarist extraordinaire virtuoso Tony Savarino, fellow Bostonian, and backed up by a crack band featuring Mike Levesque of David Bowie and Dave Navarro. Sean McLaughlin engineered the record and plays bass, best known for his work with Elliott Smith, Rusty Scott of Room Full of Blues, Tom West on keys, Nick LaDani also on keys and piano, amazing background singers Felicia Taylor, Felicia and Nick and Chantal Ambrose and Anja Snyder, the Turkish Queen. So there's lots of tracks on this, so we'll be hearing more from it. So this was released July 10th of last year at the PA Lounge. And he was telling me about Zydeco dancing, I think Saturday nights in Watertown. Over, I think at the VFW, so maybe I'll get to check that at some point. So, yeah, I really like the CD. So we opened up with three songs from Laser Lloyd, new material for me. Burning Thunder was the first one off of his Lots of Love records. The second one is America, which I think is a great song, All What's Going On in America, and it's true. And then he has another CD that's called Guitar Jams. These were little things that were posted on the website, and they just went viral. So they, Yocheved put them together, and I was trying to listen to it in my car, but for some reason it won't play in my car. It says, no music files found, but it does play here, so go figure. Anyway, I'm jazzed about Laser Lloyd. And it's funny because I went over to Whole Foods, sitting in the car playing the CD, and put down the window because it was beautiful out. And this was, when was this? Yesterday. And a guy next to me, we start talking. Turns out he's a bluegrass player, Claude, who plays down at the Cantab Lounge. So he was playing there last night. I don't go out too much during the week because I have to get up very early. And talking about this and that, and I told him that Laser had come to check out my Ampeg Reverberocket amp, which he ultimately purchased, which is very cool. They're going to send me some tape of him playing my amp. And I also have a custom electric guitar from, I think it's the 70s or early 80s, phosphorescent blue with a Bigsby tailpiece. So I'm going to be putting that up on Craigslist with a case, the original case, and it's a very cool, very sweet guitar. So that's what's happening. And let's see, there are some things I want to tell you about. Let's see, where did I put it? Oh, yeah. This is kind of AARP. It says, smash the barriers that say, you're too old for that. Ha ha. Right. I was kicking up my heels Saturday night and blew away my friends because they didn't know that I danced like that. But when the music is good, how can you not? So AARP CEO Joanne Jenkins is challenging outdated stereotypes about getting older in her new book, Disrupt Aging. Well, let me tell you, I lost my ability to park nice and close, and I walked up the hill and then up the three flights of stairs. Well, I have to do it. All right, get the book that's challenging or changing the conversation about aging and proving age is about growth, not decline. You can call or visit your local bookstore to reserve your copy now. So that came out of the Harvard bookstore. I wondered that folks in Porter's Square books probably have this. Also, while I'm thinking about that, let me see what they've got going on. That's a great little place, Porter Square Books. They have all kinds of events and programs, the Porter Square Shopping Center. And Wednesday, March 30th, Marev Rugo and Sydney Leah, The Only Afterlife and No Doubt the Nameless, two new poetry collections, one from a local writer and one from Vermont's Poet Laureate. That sounds pretty cool. That's tonight at 7 o'clock. So, and they also have great coffee down there and, you know, and let me see who's coming up in the future if I recognize any of these names. Samuel Redman, oh yes, that's on April 21st. Karen Firestone, April 28th. Anyway, and you can go also, let me see if they list their website, portersquarebooks.com, to see, you know, store hours and stuff. So that's the good folks down there. And let's see what else. Just looking through the Tufts Daily, which I like to do, grab that on my way up here and see what's going on that you might like to know about. Getting my voice back, which is a good thing. Eric Johnson works to start a new fundraising campaign. I don't know what that's about. Okay. Well, join the Tufts Daily. They're still looking for people to help out putting this paper out. So if you have things you want to share with people, that would be a good thing. So, oh, here, this is an important announcement. Attention students living off campus in Medford and Somerville. Citywide street sweeping will be returning in April. Residents are reminded to follow posted schedules and signs and to move cars if necessary. Yeah, folks, they will ticket you. Goes in Somerville, April 1 to December 31st. In Medford, April 4th on all Medford streets. So you can visit for Somerville, somervillema.gov/residents/suite-sweeping-schedule. You'll probably find it. Or for Medford, medfordma.org/category/street-sweeping. So I know people have gotten really pissed off all about that. But how many of you know who, I think it's Allen Iverson? He was playing with the 60s. I'm going to get it mixed up. Anyway, I saw a video about his career and his struggle as a basketball player. He was fast. It was something in the guidance class at the Andrews Middle School to try and, you know, motivate kids, even if you have difficulties, to overcome them. And this young guy, he was considered not only the best in his high school in football, but also in basketball. And then he went on to, I forget what college, and first and second years, he won all kinds of titles. And then he signed with the NBA and just had to overcome a bad image. There was an incident that happened. It was very inspiring. I mean, just, you know, I don't follow sports that closely, but when you see somebody who's just really fabulous, it happened, funnily enough, yesterday that I got assigned to the gym, which it was kind of a mistake. I was supposed to be backup and not the teacher, and I had about 60 kids. So I started playing with the basketball, which I haven't done, and I have been thinking about maybe doing that. Anyway, about 20 tries and 3 hoops. That was hysterical. It's hard. When you see those people put those baskets in, men or women, they got a lot of coordination, a lot of strength. It gave me a lot of respect. And then I tried my hand at the hula hoop. I used to be good at that. I couldn't get it more than 3 turns. Got some more work to do on that. But anyway, it's, you know, I'm taking prednisone, which if any of you have ever taken that, it kind of speeds everything up. And it's a choice of, you know, do I get to breathe because I got messes growing in my nose? Lovely. Going to have a surgery end of June. And so immediately I've gained like 5 pounds and my appetite is like a horse. So the walk up here, even though it was hard, I have to do it. So that's all that. So we're going to switch gears a little bit. I've got all kinds of new music to share with you, and it's exciting. Yeah, we'll have all different kinds of flavors. So this is one of the flavors that's coming up here on the Voicemobile.
Seja na ueu, na ueu. Seja na ué sambaio, lampeia na laguio. Sambaio é olê. Sambaio é olê buio, na laguio. Dracaio, Lambicoio, Sambaio, Wailê, Puyo.
Zao, zao, filetea. Zao, zao, filetea. Zao, zao, filetea.
pase yo longe dwet sou samba yo.
Pase ta pase yo longe dwet sou samba yo.
Se monte mta ponte nou tan de voisi mi do yo.
Monte mta ponte nou tan de voisi mi do yo.
Oh oh oh.
Yo longe dwet sou samba yo.
Eh eh.
Lava, plancha, goce y sobre todo caballero.
¿Cómo cocina?
Si la vienen a buscar, para bailar, para comer, ella me tiene que llevar o traer. Santo,
ella me dice,
tú no puedes dejar.
Ella me dice,
mi cuchumbito.
Ella me dice,
mi negrito, mi adoración, las nalguitas de mi vida, mi querido papito.
Ella
lindo,
me dice,
mi chulito.
Okay. Everything If there was a song which made it clear what you want from me, I'd sing it. And if there was a way to make known to me where I should be, I'd be there. And if there was such a thing,
that was a nice place to go to. Desert Call, Aidan McAdam. They performed in town quite a, several years back. I'm trying to think. I think it was over at Temple Beth Zion. They're a fabulous group. So I've been trying to get in touch with all the folks that I met over the weekend. It was so exciting. Let's see. So Eden Mikedem is a Jerusalem-based band whose name is inspired by the biblical verse and Yud Hey Vav Hey, God planted a garden in Eden from the east. That's where they get the name from, Eden Mikedem, and placed there the human that he had formed. That's from Genesis. The term Eden Mikedem in Hebrew, or Eden Mikedim in Arab, can also be translated as Eden from ancient times. This ancient garden of the East speaks of a time and a place of equilibrium and harmony. For many people of the world, the Garden of Eden has been the quintessential symbol of the ideal state of existence that we seek to return to. Oh, yes. This album brings together some of Israel's most prominent musicians, Jewish and Arab, and strives to connect us to that place of our ancient origins, to a place of harmony. The lyrics are based on original poems as well as sacred texts and explore the themes which bind us all together. So beautiful. Okay, so let's see. What did I play before that? I played from Shalomit and Rebbe Sol, and the song is Asalk, and the CD is called The Seal of Solomon. This is a wonderful project that they put out not so long ago, actually. I think I got this last year. Let's see. Don't have really much in the way of liner notes, but Bruce Berger actually is from my hometown. He had heard my father. My father was the cantor, or he used to read the Torah and lead high holiday services, and Bruce actually got to hear my dad. My dad has been Nifter for about 27 years now. So, and my mom, I think, knew him from when she taught school in the community in upstate New York that we're both from. So we met in Sharon, though. We have a mutual musician friend. And anyway, it was just wonderful to connect with Bruce, and he did this project, The Seal of Solomon. It's great. I love it. He plays balalaika and guitar, was a session musician in L.A. before he made Aliyah to Israel. So before that, we heard a new one. This is Ishmael East Carlo is the name of the artist,